Christ, our perfect pattern spiritually, May 12, in demonstrating God's parental attributes, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, Psalm 103:13. In all the gracious deeds that Jesus did, he sought to impress upon men the parental, benevolent attributes of God. In all his lessons, he was seeking to teach men the wonderful truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus would have us understand the love of the Father, and he seeks to draw us to him by presenting his parental grace. He would have the whole field of our vision filled with the perfection of God's character. In his prayer for his disciples, he says, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Jesus came into the world to illustrate the character of God in his own life, and he swept back the misrepresentations that Satan had originated and revealed the glory of God. It was only by living among men that he could reveal the mercy, compassion, and love of his heavenly Father, for it was only by actions of benevolence that he could set forth the grace of God. The belief of man was deep-seated, and yet they could not resist the testimony of his godlike example and his deeds of love and truth. The bounties of God's providence speak to every soul, confirming Christ's testimony to the supreme goodness of his Father. The Lord would have his people realize that the blessings bestowed upon any object of creation are proportionate to the place that object occupies in the scale of creation. If even the wants of dumb animals are supplied, can we appreciate the blessings which God will bestow upon the beings formed in his image? God is love, and he cares for us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.